Lots going on out at Bomberland. Joe Danaher, big, intense media throng gathered around just to watch him have some goal-kicking practice earlier today.
Yeah, it was big, wasn't it? I think it's obviously a story of the week and much publicised directly after the game as well. But, the world we live in now, these things happen. The game's really highly scrutinised, and Joe understands that, I'm sure. And it's just, I guess, an unfortunate week for him that there's not much else really happening. So the media's down there, and it's up to him to sort of work through that now, which he's doing well.
There's a lot of talk in footy about kicking, funnily enough. It sounds ridiculous that we constantly talk about skills, the basic skill of being able to kick for goal. But it's something, I guess, that someone like Joe really has to work at.
Yeah, for him too, the position that he's in, he lives and dies by how well he can kick the ball for goal. You know, he can have a game on the weekend where he has, six or seven shots on goal, and he's really heavily criticised for having a poor game. He, turns that around and kicks four goals. He's best on ground 2 weeks in a row. That's the magnifying glass that his position brings in that sort of aspect of the game. But all of us, to an extent, have to, play like that a little bit. You turn the ball over as a defender, you get hurt, all of a sudden your man kicks three or four because you've turned the ball over, and guys through the midfield, they won't play there if they can't use the ball well, if we can't get efficiency going into everyone's forward line. So for something that we grow up doing from when we're, 3 or 4 years old, it's still a really difficult skill. Like, it's a part of our game that's still really unique, and it's a really unique way of kicking the footy when you compare it to other sports and how it all happens. It's no wonder it's really hard to master.
Particularly for someone built like Joe, such a tall bloke and such a big ball drop, he drops it half a kilometre before it hits his
foot. It goes a long way, doesn't it? And if there's the slightest little breeze in there, or that drops out by, a centimetre at your hand, it's 10 centimetres at your foot. So it's a really difficult thing for him. And he's got those long levers with his legs as well. So
Is he a better kick? Like, are you sort of more confident when he lines up at training that he's going to kick it? As opposed to the pressure of the game? Like, is there a big difference between what he does at training versus...
To be honest, I don't watch him do it a lot, but we did some match play today, for example, and he kicked the ball really well. So he missed a couple of shots, which happens all the time. But I think for me, with Joe, I'm more confident when he really gets some momentum going through it. He saw on Anzac Day a couple of those big long shots he had. And, a lot of guys are like that when they have a bit of trouble with their kicking, when they can sort of get the shackles off and just let one go. Yeah. He's a lot better like that.
It's almost like an open fairway at golf compared to chipping to the green, isn't it?
Exactly right. Or you've got a big wide fairway. You're not worried about hitting a tree it's a fairway out of your range. So it's just something that a lot of young forwards have to work through. And Joe's not necessarily really young at the moment, but he's still working nonetheless.
Promise everyone listening, we're not going to make this the Essendon Hour. It's not going to be about the Bombers. No, sorry about that. We'll talk about some other stuff.
Unfortunately.
Actually, one last
as we go. We're going to talk for the next few minutes about the Bombers. So if you really hate the Bombers, just fast forward.
No, we'll don't fast forward because we love James Kelly.
It's going to be hard-hitting stuff, obviously. Yeah.
Well, now you've ruined this question. Has he given you a hug yet? Joe Danaher is getting famous for his hugging.
Yeah, I know. He hasn't given me one, man. He doesn't like me. I don't know. But
you were saying, Pete, earlier today in the newsroom, you were chasing a story that he was going to become an ambassador for the Hugs Foundation.
No, I sent out a tweet. There's a free hugs movement in America,
right?
Which is based on peace and love. And I thought Joe would be a perfect ambassador.
Standing there holding those big free hug signs. Yeah.
Could be a commercial opportunity for him there.
Well, it could sell deluxe hugs for $1 or something.